Bust it. Play it one more time. Play it one more time. Play it one more time.
Who in my house? I'm a devil. Who's asking? Who's doing? It's not real good. Yeah.
Oh, wait. You just told him the devil's in his house. What's up with y'all? Real Live Talk family. What up, what up, what up? It's your man, Live Ty Handles. Ty Live Handles. Your host of the Real Live Talk podcast platform radio show. I'm rocking here with the live great 88 Keys.
What's up, y'all?
This is episode 22, season 5. So, that specific snippet, you know, for all those, you know, do not want to copyright that, you know, that's from Bad Boys 2. The devil is not welcome here. But anyway, all praises due to the Most High. Especially with that snippet right there that just got played. All praises due. It's going to be a little quick one, real quick. But want to stay productive and on point, you know, and super focused. The title of this episode right here, this topic, you cannot when you are. You cannot when you are. Dot, 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 blah, blah, blah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Live in. And, a little bit, you know, hustler package, you know, we ain't on the quotes and sayings, but when you out here doing dirt and being wrong, you cannot ask the devil to leave. You cannot. Because you're doing the very thing that makes the devil not only show up, but show up and show out. And a lot of folks be sitting there, like, I'll never forget, you know, back when I was really, really intertwined and incorporated in the street life situation, there was a dude who used to always try and act like he was casting out demons. You heard what I just said. Casting out demons and telling them to get beneath me, Satan, and all this. I'm like, dude, you are. Look what you're doing. It ain't gonna happen like that, man. It ain't gonna happen like that. So why the hell are you choosing now to sit up and act like you want to cleanse your spirit? Be on the right path, the righteous path. What you doing? Right. We doing some real unrighteous shit right here.
Don't go to the devil's playground and then ask him to leave.
Yes. What my homeboy say? What Terrence Howard say? Four brothers. You knock on the devil's door long enough, somebody gonna answer. Right. Yo, you coming here trying to take on all of Detroit by yourself?
Right.
You knock on the devil's door long enough, somebody go answer.
Now eat.
Shut up, bitch, while I make you get down here with him. Matter of fact, get down here and share a meal with your man. But yes, indeed. That's important right now because you got a lot of folks that be trying to come off super spiritual and godly. But they are doing the wrong, the worst of shit. Mm-hmm. It's going on, you know. Steve Harvey likes to pull it, you know, not trying to name, you know. I ain't not trying to shout out names, you know.
He's having a bad few months right now.
You know,
his name just keep popping up with poetry everywhere.
Poetry. But, you know, you got him. You got the whole Diddy situation, T.D. Jakes. You know, the whole, you know, such and such island. I ain't gonna put their name out there. You know the island I'm talking about. You know, shut the hell on up. But stuff like that, they always be acting like they so. And a lot of times, most folks that are coming with that kind of energy are individuals that are financially sound. That godlike complex, because their money is longer than fucking the whole little, you know, Ohio Valley.
Oh shit, if you get the money like that, you get bored with regular right life and you start doing regular some fucked up shit just to do something.
That sounds like a podcast itself. Regular right life. You know
what I mean? Oh man, that don't know. Who the fuck want to live that when they got money like that? What else can I do out here?
Because most of the times that regular right life came from at the price of some real life foul shit.
Yeah.
So when I be sitting there laughing at folks like, oh, for real, all of that godlike complex is all the way real. It's all the way official. Like, folks think their money will buy them in the kingdom of heaven, which is I'm not going to even go to the whole in-depth way I feel about the whole ideal, the ideology of heaven and what it looks like. You know, folks be sitting there telling themselves some things. It's not, you know, it's not the case. But you just be letting people just go ahead and believe in their cognitive dissonance, you know what I mean? Believe.
You got to believe in something, why not believe in me? that's the way of thinking.
That's the way. But so it's just funny that be going on, you know, out here for real, real. But anyway, yeah, when you're sitting there doing wrong, doing dirt out here, you cannot, with a straight face and a genuine heart, ask the devil to leave. You already invited him or her to the damn dance. And you don't even have to sit there and dance with them not one damn time.
Right.
They're going to be present all the time.
Yeah.
They're serving your drink. They taking your ID. It don't matter what the case is. It don't matter what the scenario is. They there. Devil's presence is there. And it's funny, ain't nobody ever asked God not to be present when stuff like that going on. You know what I mean? Like, oh, please God, close your eyes and not look at me while I'm doing this dirt. No, they folks don't do that. But they be having the nerve to be trying to rebuke Satan. Like, cut that shit out. You know what I mean? Like, cut it out. Like, that's not the case. It's not the case.
Well, it's easier to blame the devil than apologize to God.
Oh, yeah. Say it again.
It's easier to blame the devil than apologize to God. Mm. So if you about to do some dirt, you always asking for Satan to not be there. You don't want to say sorry, God, for what I'm about to do. You'd rather say, don't do this to me, devil. Easier to do that.
Now, one particular time I did have an individual literally apologize to God, you know, and say, sorry, God, forgive me for what I'm about to do. And just went all the way ham on some old real live porno raunchy shit. Yeah, I've had that go down. That's funny, you know.
Yeah, I'm talking about the motherfuckers that be chopping people up and shit, man. Like,
yeah, or the people that be lynching folks.
Oh, well, shit, the lynch mob, they
you remember back in the day? That's that whole little Jesus.
Shit, yeah, they do it in the name of God. They think they read
in the name of
they
Jesus.
Think they read, yeah,
not God.
They read in the earth as some type of critters and shit.
Yeah.
Like, we fucking jackrabbits or something. Like,
jackrabbits?
Kill them all, goddammit.
Kill them all.
In the name of Jesus, we gotta get rid of these niggers.
Yes. They would always, for real, back in the days, and even probably to this very day, they be sitting there lynching folks and doing some of the most heinous hate crimes that exist. But they have the audacity, the gumption.
They doing their shit. They thought
Yes.
That's the fucked up part about that. They thought by killing us, they thought they was doing God's work.
By doing foulness to folks, they thought they were doing God's work.
Well, they actually hide behind the name. Like,
yeah.
Well, this is the Lord wants us to, because somewhere in the Bible it said the Lord wants us to get rid of all minorities. somewhere, and I'm still looking for this, but it's in there somewhere.
It's so nowhere. Well, they don't have it. You gotta tap into certain circles to even find it. But the Slave Master's Bible.
Mm. Oh, I thought that was the King James Version.
You know what?
BKA.
Where the corner at?
I'm facing it right now.
Man, I thought we already established that.
What's the Slave Master's Bible?
Yeah.
Yes. And you know what's funny? Shout out to my mom, Dukes. I love you always, moms. But I told my mom about the Slave Master's Bible. She thought I was just talking some old black people unite, you know, type shit. I'm like, no, mom, it's really a book apparently called the Slave Master's Bible.
Tell you how to break them.
Tell you how to break them.
Break a stallion is what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
I read the whole thing on that.
Buck breaking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Half centuries later, it's still working.
It's still working. It really is.
Because the first thing they established is to make black women hate the black man. To belittle him to the point that she no longer respects him. Yeah. That's the first part in breaking. Yeah. And that's still going on.
It's still going on. It's going on real heavy on that one right now.
The first part is to break the family apart. Make the kids and the wife not respect the husband anymore.
Yeah. So, for individuals like myself, and I can, you know, I'm not name drop, but I can name countless individuals that are going through that kind of very situation. But that shit's all the way real. Because whatever the mom feels about the dad in the black community is what they want to project onto the kids. So they want the kids to join into this fest. And 9 times out of 10, they get away with it. Because it's just, what is the word I'm looking for? Not even word. But,
cool.
But when they're sitting there, your children 9 times out of 10 are going to be like the parent that they're around the most. So if that parent manifests ill will, that bullshit, it's going to project to the kids. One form or another. It might not be all the way blatant and crazy on the level that the mom is, but actions speak louder than words. Always has.
Well, whoever they're around, the kids pick up on ill will. I know a grandmother that turned her grandkids against her because always hating on the grandfather. Still hating on him 50 years late, all the way up until his death, hated on him.
Come on.
Hated on him after death to the point that the kids don't want to even talk to her no more.
Come on now.
Like, you done alienated 2 grandkids because you just always spitting this vitriol about their grandfather. Who came to see them more times? Who spent more time with them? And didn't, you know, the man that they do all of this craziness when they he's come over here and watch them, you know?
So it's just, that's just sad on itself. Then you got the individuals that are, they're so fucked up from what they experience from man, and I mean humankind,
man,
that they just come with the, you know, this is what it is. And you're sitting there looking at them like, no, it ain't what it is. That's what you went through.
Not just the grandkids, but you got your daughter hanging on by a thread because you keep talking about the person that helped her rock the most. But you never, even in his passing, you still don't have anything positive to say.
Come on now.
So your daughter is hanging on by a thread at this point. She's like, the only reason I really deal with you is because you my last living parent.
Oh, snap.
You know, like, when it come to that.
You don't never want to get that old sympathy, love, and adulation.
Man.
I never like that.
Oh, it's no adulation at all. It's just, you know,
like I said, it's no adulation at all.
This is my parent. It's like, you know, people love the worst moms.
Yeah.
They give up on their father quickly.
They give up on their father real quick. But the mom that didn't put their asses in danger, then
it always come down to whether that's still my mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it don't be no adulation. It barely even be love. It's just that's still my mom. they get a default win a lot of times. It's just like whoever, you know, your mother could be a raving lunatic, but you be like, that's still my mother.
That's still my mother. I had my own son say that to me. Like, my mom needs me.
You know him as Joe the Cop from the What's Going Down episode of That's My Mama.
The parents has the pace. But those be the very parents that be sitting there acting like they so on point and spiritually sound and cool, and they doing the worst. Causing dissent and causing separation. Just by your energy and your words. Like, what part of life? Or what aspect? Man, look, okay. Never mind. Uh-oh. Nope.
What happened?
We ain't gonna do this. But yeah, that's pretty much what this episode right here is, you know, kind of focused on. Like I said, I go into the uncomfortable. I'm comfortable with it, but it's the uncomfortable to the majority out here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, like Bridgman just said, you know, what's your bubble?
A lot of it is uncomfortable. It's always uncomfortable when you don't want to do it. You don't want to talk about it. You don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. But that's the whole thing about comfort. You know, it's what makes you feel good.
And it's not cool. I don't feel good one bit. You know, I listen to quite a few podcasts and content creators that are coming off as their bashing women, but you know, we just call them motherfuckers out on what they shit is. They are. I haven't really dwelled, you know what I mean, dove into being on that. You know, I have a straight up title for it, you know what I mean, on one of my other platforms. Traumatized Dick Hound.
Yeah.
Traumatized Puss Hound. I represent them equally. So it ain't just, I'm just gonna talk about the traumatized Dick Hound. No, you got some fucking same-sex relationships that's traumatized dick hounds. Because that's all they've been dealing with. You got some same-sex and traumatized puss hounds. Because that's all they deal with. And we talking about the same thing. Eh? The lesbian, whatever. But it's just funny. But you cannot ask the devil to leave when you are sitting up engaging, full-blown engagement on wrongdoing and manifesting whack-ass energy, real low-frequency energy. That's equivalent to wrong and not right. It's not cool. So that's pretty much what I wanted to, you know, where I wanted to tap into and, you know, touch on this feel-good Friday night.
Yeah.
Friday. Yeah. It's Friday. Time is flying. We already about to be in February, y'all. You know what I mean? Time is sitting there skipping.
I'm almost in the clear.
You notice right now what's going on. A lot of folks is getting sick under the weather all around the world. Right during the time where folks want to be out here active and moving. And this and that. But folks are so caught up on praising money and praising having things that is income tax season that hits. They just, it'd be all sorts of shit doing the most. And folks sitting here with whole ass motherfucking flu-like symptoms, but sitting here still going around kicking it and hanging out.
Yeah, ain't nobody worrying no more. Seems like you can't find a mask nowhere now, huh?
Yeah.
I used to walk through the door, they have them. I get the door all of the places. Nah. I was standing in the hallway of the elevator at one of my people's house waiting to go up it.
Make you think they want to part two or shut up.
Coughed on the window and everything. Oh. I'm sitting in the little incubator lobby waiting on y'all to open the door like, oh, Lord. This nigga forgot all the damn pandemic protocol.
I don't care about it.
snotting and sneezing on the windows.
It make you think that they, you know, it's an agenda they for real. Like,
death is over.
Like, death know? Is over.
Shit, like, you ain't got to worry about that no more.
You don't have to worry.
Well, the thing was, before they even started putting up these gaudy numbers about that thing that happened, it was the rate of people dying by the flu and pneumonia was great anyway in numbers. You're talking about over 100,000 people a year. That's more than homicide, people. Like pneumonia.
Pneumonia.
Right.
More than homicides.
You talking about 500,000 people.
Come on now.
That's, nobody, they don't never report those numbers, though. Ain't nobody on TV talking about, you know, don't catch pneumonia.
Don't catch pneumonia.
That's what I mean. Don't catch people the flu. Die in their sleep. They nurse just be filling up and they don't even know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this shit is out there. But,
this
you
shit
know,
is out here.
When they start putting out these numbers, everybody running around like, oh, we gonna die. Well, shit, chances were you might have died from the flu anyway.
From the flu.
Right. I mean, the flu number was up there. The flu number was like 50,000. It's some astronomical number of the flu that you wouldn't think of. Like, really? Is that many people dying from the fucking flu?
Yes.
Yeah. Like 20 to 50,000 people a year just checking out.
Just checking out. But that's why they try and press that whole objective, you know what I mean, an agenda of getting flu shots and getting this shot. Yeah, and these vaccines they put in, look, everything can be offset by natural remedies. Yeah. Everything. They don't like to bring it up. That's why they don't never talk about
medicine
it.
Medicine is made out of plants and shit.
You know? Yeah, come on now.
I mean, they just crushing the shit up and putting it in a pill.
Mm-hmm.
With the little, I got one of those little bowls somewhere. Where the fuck is
this? I got one of those little bowls.
I do, man. I got a medicine bowl in this bitch somewhere.
Talk to
him
real quick.
Like, yeah. Oh, shit, it got money in there. How about that? I'm about a dollar richer. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was the, since it was Friday, I did decide to throw a little tribute music in there. Go back to that.
Yeah. What up? Little this tribute. Is Dr. Dre. The party's going on. Thank God it's Friday.
Yeah, there y'all go. Little throwback, little Friday throwback.
That was episode 20. I would say Brother 88 loves the position he be in. I would get to talking this shit. If I say anything that sparks his creative conscience, he's gonna pull it up right there and play it in the background. Shotty Macchio, Cleveland's old Shaka Bone, he be doing the same thing.
I told you I had a medicine bowl. I got a real live medicine bowl.
Oh my God.
Wooden one. Like, you know, the devil is not welcome. Yeah. Medicine bowl. Yeah. Oh. This is what they use to make pills and shit.
Make pills.
Old time remedies, man.
Flat out.
My grandmother, my grandmother used to have one, so I went and got one. I saw this little wooden one on sale. I haven't concocted anything yet, but I'm working on it.
Where'd you get it from?
I forgot. Oh, shit.
Man, if you ever remember that, let me know.
This when I was out of state. I mean, out of town.
Because I need one of those. I used to have one, man. I mean, it got lost in the fire.
Yeah, I might have got
this. It got lost in the fire.
I might have got this overseas, actually. Mm. Might have got this from Aruba.
I can see that. As soon as you said that part, yeah. As soon as you said Aruba,
I think I did get that shit from Aruba.
That is funny as hell. Ha ha, funny, not he funny.
Yeah, I got that.
It's in Aruba. Mm-hmm. But Yeah, that's pretty much the angle we wanted to come at y'all real quick. You know what I mean? Like I said, it's a comfortable, uncomfortable situation when it comes to speaking these, you know, the topics here that we drop on the Real Live Talk podcast platform radio show. But it is all the way necessary because there's enough individuals dropping content about the cookie cutter robotic way of doing things in life.
The regular right life.
Yeah, the regular right life. So you got to be able to, you know.
Oh, let me get up and do the right thing again today. Let me go provide for the family.
Too. And right or wrong is, and the determination of right and wrong is all about perspective. Straight up and down. That's the one thing that always gets slept on. It's a perspective. What one considers wrong, another considers right. Vice versa. So, I'm all out of right there, you know. I'm all lived out on that one. You got anything else you want to share with the people, brother?
No, I think you covered it.
We covered it pretty hard.
Yeah, I think so.
And added some good humor to it. That's one thing we be trying to do over here. With these serious topics that we be coming with and this content we be coming with, we still try to keep some humor in there. You know what I mean? Yes, indeed. Shout out to the Real Live podcasters that try to keep it humorous, you know, in the process of delivering a real live message.
Yeah.
So, I'm about to go ahead and wrap it on up. Sign on off. Be hollering at y'all soon, you know. Got some good shit going on. Whole lot of shit going on. But repetition is the key. I had some other shit in my head on that one, but I'm going to leave it there. You can tell, yo, when I talk in spaces, y'all, I'm thinking about some other shit. I'm thinking about some shit that's very prevalent to what I'm talking about right now. So it's all cool, yo. Y'all be careful out here. Live it up to your fullest extent. Unapologetically. Be sucker free if you know how to be.
Yeah.
If you're making it to do. You know, I ain't got no more. You know. I ain't got no more. I'll holler at y'all soon. Yes, indeed.
Friday night.
How was y'all thing? Oh, he went here on it. Friday night. Just got paid.
I'm never off on Friday. I don't know how to act.
Sitting there looking at these, like, yeah.
Right.
See the little dance right
there? Right.
Ow. Ow. It's Friday. Let me get something for. I came with you, man. You brought this one out here. You know what I mean?
I don't know how to act on the Friday. I'm never off on a Friday.
Hey, look. It's been a while for me since I've been off on a Friday night. You know what I mean? I'll be off during the day on Friday, but on a Friday night, that's one of my. That used to be one of my favorite days of the week to be off and do my thing, whether it's payday or not.
Yeah.
So it's cool. It's all about adjusting. Yes,
yeah,
indeed.
Man, Friday night don't even mean that no more to me.
So, yes, indeed, y'all.
It mean I'm about to get paid.
Y'all be live. Live out.